Welcome to Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Tonight's game is brought to you by Park County REMC, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Futurex Industries, Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, The Fountain Trust Company, Overpeck Gas in Covington and Marshall, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Valley Pro Construction in Clinton, your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGA stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company and Internet, serving Bloomingdale, Tangier, Rockville, and Coloma, Valley Professionals Community Health Center with 8 locations, including the mobile bus, BJ's Electronics, your local Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, WTHI-TV News 10, and by Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School, our game of the week between the Falcons and the Panthers. It will be Riverton Park kicking off to North Vermilion to open the ball game. Players are lined up on the 20-yard line for the Falcons. Looks like it's Landon Hollingsworth on the near side, on the far side. That would be Jonathan Kilgore and Christian Myers for the Falcons. Kick to the right is going to go out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. Flags fly. I would assume the Falcons will take the ball at the 40-yard line to begin the first drive of the ball game.
It looks like about the 32-yard line.
It will come out to the 40, where it'll be first and 10 for the Falcons. Well, I take that back, Stephen. They are going to accept the penalty. So the kickoff will now take place from the 35-yard line. That's a pretty good indication that the North Vermilion coaching staff has a lot of confidence in this return team and feel like they can do better than the 40-yard line.
Well, that first kick was a little bit of a squib, so it didn't travel too far downfield. And as you said, if you can maybe field a ball a little bit shorter, it only has about 20 yards to get back to that 40-yard line. So do take your chances.
It'll be Jonathan Verosco to kick off. This time a much better kick. Caught by Myers at the 25, across the 30, across the 40. He's brought down on the far sideline, across the 45-yard line. So a good decision by the North Vermilion coaching staff. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Falcons. 42. They have a tendency to come out and try to hit you quick. They'll open with three receivers to the right. It'll be Ellis at the quarterback position. Myers in the backfield as a lone running back. Quick pass to the outside. Almost picked off by Verosco. A nice read. On the outside, the intended receiver was Hollingsworth. Verosco did everything you would want him to do, Stephen, except to come up with the turnover. It'll bring up second 10 for the Falcons.
Well, whether that be a great read from Verosco, tremendous scouting from the coaches, kind of understanding what North Vermilion is going to do. Regardless, it was a terrific play by that young man. As you said, just can't come up with the actual pick, but good read.
Same formation. This time a fake handoff on the inside to Myers. Ellis on the keeper. He's going to be brought down after pickup of yard, so I think one of the things that Riverton's going to need to do tonight, Stephen, is to put the Falcons in third and long situations. This is a third and 9. Ball at the 48-yard line. Shotgun snap, handed off to Myers. He'll come to the right side, off tackle. He cuts it up the field, across the 50. He's going to be brought down at about the 47. It's going to bring up fourth and about four. My guess is the Falcons will go for it into the field of Riverton Park. They'll flip-flop the formation. Trip receivers to the left. Ellis on the keeper. Has some room to run up the right side. He breaks free up the sideline. Breaks a tackle. He's going to be brought down at the 20. I've got a number 5, Stephen, but I don't have a 5 on the program.
I think that's Braden Harkrider. Great open field tackle by him. He was the last one. Certainly would have been pay dirt for North Vermilion has or had Harkrider not come up with that tackle.
Hand off to Myers off the left side. Has some room to run. Hit two or three times. Ball's loose. And I believe Riverton Park, Stephen, has stripped the ball. And they do indicate first turnover of the ball game by the Falcons. I guess I'm going to get to my keys now, Stephen. For Riverton Park, I had jotted down. I feel like they need some balance on the offense. They need to develop the passing game vertically from an offensive standpoint. Move the chains, keep the clock moving. Try to shorten the game as much as possible and force the Falcons to be one-dimensional. First and 10 for Riverton Park. Inside handoff to Lyman. Talk about that young man, Stephen. Over 200 yards in last week's ball game against Seeger. He's going to pick up a couple on first down. We'll bring up second and 8. My keys for the Falcons tonight: play with passion, play fast on the offensive side, and win the battle up front. Turnover battle wasn't mentioned for either one, but could prove to be critical in this ball game.
That's one of the great ironies of football. You obviously compliment a running back whenever he tries for extra yards, but sometimes you got to look at that as a criticism as well. If you continue to fight for yardage, get that ball taken away from you, sometimes it's best just to go down.
Another handoff on the inside to Griffin Lyman. He's going to pick up another yard and a half. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7 for the Panthers. Clearly a passing down, Stephen.
Have one receiver here to the near side. That's Jeremy Cox, wide to the left.
And it's going to be an illegal procedure.
Penalty against the Panthers.
On Riverton Park, so not an optimal situation at 3rd and 7. Gets a little bit worse. It's now 3rd and 12. 3rd and 12.
So two early mistakes here for both teams.
The receivers from the right flip-flop over to the left. That'll give Hazard 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Lyman in the backfield. Drop to the near side. Now we have a scramble. And the quarterback's going to be brought down in the backfield. It's Hunter Collings at the quarterback position. 6 foot, 150-pound freshman. And it's going to be a loss of about 6 or 7 on the play.
That's just tremendous coverage downfield. They were in a cover 4, so they had all 4 quarters of the field covered deep. Linebackers going out and fading into that flat area. There was absolutely nothing downfield for Hunter Collings.
Snap is down, kick away. Ball hits at about the 30, takes a good roll for the Panthers. They'll down the ball at the 43-yard line. So the second possession of the first quarter for the Falcons will start in Panther territory. Our other Park and Vermilion County schools in action tonight. We have Sullivan 3-1 at South Vermilion 2-2. And at Duggar Union 0-2 at Park Heritage 3-1. At Park Heritage, the first homecoming in the school's history. Looks like the Panthers are going to come on the blitz. Ellis rolls to his left, has a receiver on a curl route. It's completed. I believe it's Karen. It'll be a pickup of about 14 yards and a Falcon at first down.
That's Caden Murphy in on coverage and the stop. The receiver just settled into that open space, that gap that he had right there over the center.
Quick snap by the Falcons. Ellis in the pocket. Throws to his right. Another comeback. This time it's Kilgore with the completion. He's down to
Kilgore on the carry. Another first down.
The 10-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for the Falcons.
First and goal.
This is what I thought we might see, a very, very quick trigger in terms of snapping the ball and getting into the play for the Falcons tonight. It's going to be a keeper by Ellis. Has room, breaks to the outside. He's going to get into the end zone untouched. First touchdown of the ball game goes to the Falcons at the 7:25 mark of quarter number one. So after turning the ball over in the first possession, Falcons get the first score of the ball game with their second. It is a three-play, 43-yard drive for the Falcons, capped off by a 10-yard run by Ellis. Edney will attempt the extra point. It's down. It is good. So at the 7:25 mark, Falcons lead at 7-0 over Riverton Park. We'll send it back studio for a quick break on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weisheit of the Fountain Trust Company. Whether you need a new car, house, or find yourself with unexpected expenses, our experienced lending team can provide a loan to fit your unique needs. Stop by one of our 15 banking locations or visit online at fountaintrust.com for more information. Let us help you make your dream a reality this summer. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to our game of the week at Riverton Park High School. Falcons with the first touchdown of the ball game. It'll be Edney on the kickoff. Hollingsworth and Lyman deep. Lyman fields the ball at about the 10, brings it out across the 20. He's brought down at the 25. I believe that's Bukos on the tackle for the Falcons. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud, IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI TV, depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on, and Dale Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville.
Well, Jim, that's a great statement drive for North Vermillion. As you said, they need to play a little more physical, control the ball up front, and absolutely terrific job by the five linemen on that play to open up holes, open up gaps, be able to move that ball down the field.
Inside handoff to Allen. He has nowhere to go. He's smothered in the backfield. Bukos, Little. There was another white jersey. I couldn't pick up the number, but no sooner did Allen get the ball, there was just nowhere to go. So it'll be a loss of three. North Vermillion, just a difficult team to play from behind against, Stephen. Especially if you struggle running the football against them. Trip receivers to the right. Colling's going to roll to his right. Underneath route, he throws it to Lyman. Pass is incomplete. So once again, the Panthers find themselves in a difficult situation. Third and long, third and 13. Ball is at the 23-yard line. Incomplete pass stops the clock. And a little miscommunication on the snap, but Collings able to break to the outside, breaks a tackle or two, but he's going to be pulled down at about the initial line of scrimmage. I believe that was Kilgore on the tackle on the outside. That's going to bring up fourth and nine, so a pickup of four. Good job of improvising by Collings. So for the second time in punt formation will be Derek LeBron, 5'10", 170-pound freshman. Kilgore, the single player deep for North Vermillion. Nice kick by LeBron. Hits it about the 47. It's going to roll inside the 40.
Inside the 40.
So once again, outstanding field position, Stephen. And North Vermillion is just a quality team, especially on that offensive side of the football, that you can't afford to continually give up the field position that they've. This is actually the worst field position they've had to start any of their three drives. And the ball being just inside the 40-yard line.
Absolutely. We have a late substitution for Riverton Park. Number 71, Ryan Spur, trying to get off the field. But as you said, defense is going to settle in here, look to get a big stand, try to reverse the field.
And off by Myers to the right. Well defended by the Panthers. Verosco. And Cody Johnson on the play.
That's one thing that I can certainly say we've seen Riverton do the last few weeks. Anything out on the edge just is very, very difficult. The speed and a great job by those outside ends and outside backers to extend that play to the sidelines. They do a very, very good job not letting anybody outside.
Pickup of two. Second eight. Meyer's going to get the ball up the gut this time. A lot of room to run. As he is down to about the 42 or 3-yard line before he is hit. Harkrider on the tackle. Ball spotted at the 40. Flag flies. Looked like it was right at the tackle, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Not sure.
So once again, that's an inside carry. Front line opening up the gaps there. It's Braden Harkrider, as you said, about 20 yards downfield before they make initial contact.
That's what I thought. It's going to be a first down North Vermillion. Ball spotted at the 41 of Riverton Park. That was an odd place for a flag to come because it appeared that it was right at where Hollingsworth was tackled. Excuse me, where Myers was tackled by Harkrider in the open field. Once again, it's Myers. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, brought down by Hazard. Myers is going to bowl ahead for a pickup of a yard. Going to bring up second and nine.
Well, there's a familiar name we talked about last time they played South Vermillion. Hazard does a tremendous job from that middle linebacker position. Came up, filled the gap.
Quick pass to the outside, completed to Kilgore. Gets up the sideline before he's knocked out of bounds by Johnson and Hazard. It'll be enough for a Falcon first down. Ball spotted at the 24. Balance set here with two receivers right and left. Ellis throws to the outside. Outside cornerback tries to make a play on the ball, but it is complete on the outside to Karen. Looks like it's going to be a pickup of about 15. Ball spotted at the 9. So another first down for the Falcons.
Well, it's absolutely a matter of inches from lineman getting a hand on that ball.
Ellis on the keeper. Ellis on the move. He gets into the end zone one more time. Touchdown number two for Brennan Ellis. This time he scores from 9 yards out at the 4-minute mark. So pretty quick turnaround, Steven. You score at 7:25. You go on defense for a series, get the ball back, and score within 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Now, I thought it was interesting on the commissioner's report that they were talking about how offenses today are so much more dominant than they have been in the past. Edney with the kick. Plenty of leg. It is good. So at the 4-minute mark of quarter one, Falcons 14 at Riverton Park 0. We'll send it back to studio and be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
What is your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Welcome back to our game of the week. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. 4 minutes to go in our opening quarter. The Falcons with a 2-touchdown lead, 14-0, over Riverton Park. Carter Edney with the kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Hollingsworth at about the 15. Gets across the 25. He'll be brought down at about the 27. Myers, Bukos, and Edney make the special teams tackle. Let you know that next week our game of the week will be at Park Heritage High School. South Fermain Wildcats on the road to play the Park Heritage Wolves.
I will certainly be interested to get some scores from that game, Jim. As you said, it will be their first homecoming as Park Heritage High School. So obviously a very festive time for them. I actually got stuck in some traffic in town on the way here as a result of their parade, but excited that they're certainly giving it their all with the traditions that they're hopefully starting there, and will be a lot of exciting times over the years, I'm sure.
Well, new formation. Hazard goes back to the quarterback position. It's a power eye set for Riverton Park. Lyman with the carry from the tailback position. He picks up, we'll call it three, bring up second and a long seven. They'll stay in that formation. This time the power is to the left, a double tight end. Ball pitched to the outside. Lyman hit in the backfield by the linebacker of North Vermillion, Josh Little. Had a nice read on that play from his outside linebacker position.
That's just
a good pursuit angle, Stephen, and dropped Lyman for about a four-yard loss.
As you said, terrific pursuit angle, and he got there so fast. Typically, that's going to be a lineman that's either getting a double block and moving out to the linebacker, but he got there so quick, the offensive lineman wasn't able to get there in time.
It's nine guys in the box right now for the Falcons. Hazard, a little play action. From the backside, Myers is going to run him down and drop him for a sack. It'll be another big loss for the Panthers. Called a loss of about 10 on that play. Hazard rolling to his right, did not see Myers. So it's another quick drive. Just 2 minutes have elapsed since the last score by North Vermillion. They're going to have another very good field position to start things off. Kilgore catches the ball. He drops it. Ball still loose. It's recovered. Picked up by Lyman. Can he outrun the one player? No, he's going to be caught from behind. Kirk Karen, as the ball was fumbled, popped up in the air. This looked like Lyman, for some reason, couldn't get going, Stephen. Did break one tackle, but was caught from behind by Karen. So the best field position of the ball game for Riverton Park. Looks like the ball will be spotted at about the 27-yard line of North Vermillion. If you're going to get back in the ball game, Stephen, it needs to happen now for the Panthers.
Well, it's certainly the break they needed as they get ready to line up here. What is it? Did you say on about the 20?
Looks like about the 27-yard
line. Just down two scores. It would be a huge shot in the arm for this team to score on this drive.
Lyman gets a handoff. He's going to be pulled back by Myers, and I made a mistake. It was not Lyman with a fumble return. That was Keaton Allen. So my mistake. On first down, a pickup of a yard by Lyman.
Second and nine.
And right now, the Falcons really loading the box. We've got eight players standing within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage right now. Spread formation will thin some of that middle out. Two receivers right and left. Collins fakes a throw. He's going to pull it, get it up the field. A nice run. It's going to be a pickup of about five. And for the Panthers, Steven, this is what you need. Third and very manageable. It's third and four, first time tonight they found themselves in this situation. Clearly, you're looking at two downs to pick up the 4 yards and move the chains.
Well, exactly what you said. The spread kind of takes the defense, fans them out a little bit. It opens up that middle. So you get a ball fake to the outside, pump fake from the quarterback, pulls it down. Great decision by Collins. Gets upfield, gets as many as he can.
Same formation. This time ball handed off to Lyman. He's met right at the line of scrimmage. Gage Woodard. And I believe Josh Little led the charge for the Falcons. And that's going to take us to the end of quarter one, where it will be fourth and four for Riverton Park when we come back at the end of one. Falcons 14, Panthers 0. You listen to our game of the week from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Scioli Field, home of the Panthers, as we get set for quarter number two. A two-touchdown lead for the Falcons. Panthers with their deepest threat of the ball game. A critical fourth down play. As Lyman was stuffed at the line of scrimmage on third and four to bring up fourth and four. Three receivers left, one to the right. Collins fakes the handoff, tries to get to the outside. He's brought down by Colby West. Can't tell from our angle, Stephen, if it'll be enough for the first down. Officials taking a good look. I think if you're taking that much of a look, you would need to call the chains in. They will do that. Once again, Riverton looking for their first down of the ball game. So to say this is important to them is an understatement. As we await the decision on the chains, we'd like to thank Bouton Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. But the chains will move in favor of Riverton Park. Did you notice how much they were able to pick it up by, Steven?
It was about the nose of a football.
There you go, nose of the football, just enough for the Panthers' first down.
Absolutely, as you said, that's a huge boost for this team. Have four more downs here. It's a great fake by Hunter Collins. Misdirection, gets the defense flow in one direction. Gets outside Keaton Allen, sustains his block on the edge just long enough for the first down Panthers.
Collins remains in at quarterback. Inside hand off to Lyman. He's dropped by Josh Little. A big hit from that linebacker position. Little's been all over the field throughout the first half. Looked like there was going to be a little daylight for Lyman, but nice job of filling the hole by Little. It'll be a pickup of nothing on the play. Actually, the best running plays that we've seen for Riverton Park have been a fake on the inside. Collings on the keeper. He's found a little daylight on the edge. This time he rolls to the right, looks for a receiver.
Incomplete.
Throws it underneath to Harkrider. As he was rolling to the right, his throw was a little bit too far to the inside. It falls incomplete. And we'll bring up third and at 10. Would like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Valley Pro is also our timeout sponsor. We appreciate their sponsorship on 1049 WAXI. Also, Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. And Over Pit Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. The third and 10 for the Panthers in the pocket. Collings almost has the pass picked off by Little. I think by that reaction, he can tell you that he feels like he should have picked the pass off. He jumped, and I don't think he needed to. But he does bat down the pass, going to bring up fourth and 10.
Well, obviously, Josh Little doing a very good job here early on. Reading the eyes, reading the reactions from that quarterback. He's been just about everywhere he's needed to be where that football has gone. Josh Little has been there.
Well, fourth and 10, if you've got a play that you feel like can work, now would be the time to pull it out of the bag. The ball is actually fumbled in the backfield, picked up by Collins. He's going to be dropped by Myers. Be a loss of about five, and the ball will be turned over on downs to the Falcons. So golden opportunity goes by the wayside for the Panthers as they turn it over on downs. I would expect some type of quick hitter right now from Coach Crabtree to regain the momentum. They lead by two touchdowns, 14 to nothing. Still 10:37 to go here in the half. And to tell you that I don't know what I'm talking about, the inside handoff goes to Myers. It's going to be a pickup of about six on the play. Tackled by Tristan Herrick and Landon Hollingsworth. Three receivers right. Ellis with the signals. He's going to keep it. He's going to follow Myers. He'll have more than enough for the first down. Breaks back to the right. Now to the left. Can't quite get through the tackle. Can't pick up the number. That's number 18, Caden Murphy. But more than enough for the first down. Steven, you're a little about a 20-plus yard pickup.
Yep, about 23 yards, doing quick math in our head as we looked at how many yards he got downfield. So gets it over the 50-yard line into Panther territory.
So the Falcons on the move once again. Myers with the handoff, has some room to run. Initial hit was by Hollingsworth. Tackle made by Allen. Pickup of four on the play. We'll bring up second and six. Once again, the Falcons go to the balance formation. Two receivers on each side. Ellis going to throw it to the near flats on the out route. The pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Kirk Karen, the 5'9", 140-pound senior.
He's going to
bring up third and six.
I was going to say, for quarterback and receiver that are normally on the same page, that one well off. About 5 yards short.
Kind of looked like Karen was hooking up, and Ellis thought he was going to run the out route. Ball handed off to Myers. A lot of room to run. Breaks a tackle. Nobody going to catch him. He takes it to the house from 42 yards out. Christian Myers with his first touchdown of the ball game. Third for the Falcons. They lead 20 to nothing at 9 minutes and 17 seconds of quarter number two.
Well, just a great job from the O-line. They get out, they extend onto the backers. Nobody there to meet him. He has one man to beat down the field, and that's the safety. And he just ran through the arm tackle that time from Riverton Park. And as you said, 42 yards, going to take it to the house. So Brennan Ellis scores the first two of the game. This time Christian Ellis is going to get in on the action. We'll give them the 20-0 lead here in the second quarter.
It'll be Carter Edney. He looks to get his third extra point of the game. I think it's off to the left. It is. Kick is no good. So your score is 20-0 in favor of North Vermilion. Still 9:17 to go before half. We'll send it back to the studio and take a quick commercial break on 104.9 WAXI.
Great values and big savings are waiting for you this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless shoulder roast, $2.99 a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.59 a pound. Hamburger or tuna helper, 5 for $5. IGA chunk or shredded cheese, 99 cents. Hunt's pasta sauce, 78 cents. And there's much more waiting for you at the Rockville and Clinton IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Back to Scioli Field here at Riverton Park High School. It's fall homecoming 2018 for the Panthers. They currently trail 20-0. Falcons with two Brennan Ellis rushing touchdowns in the opening quarter. Christian Ellis from 42 yards out scores the third of the ball game. Hollingsworth for the Panthers. Up the left side, he's going to be dropped at about the 30-yard line. On the return, I believe that's Bukos again on the tackle, Steve.
Yep, sure was.
A lot of tackles for the linebackers of North Vermilion, but so often what people don't realize, it's the linemen up front that do their job and occupy the offensive linemen that allows those linebackers to flow and have openings and lanes to get to the football. And if that front line can continue to do that with the linebacker core of North Vermilion, we're going to see the defense improve like we talked about. Collings drops. He now tucks it. Cuts inside of the defense as he tries to get back outside. It's Josh Little again on the takedown. Had a couple of nice hits here in the opening quarter.
So Collings runs a long way outside, unfortunately. It's not going to prove to be a gain of nothing more than about a half a yard.
Pretty good composure, though, for a freshman, Steven. Not trying to force a pass into an area that would cause you to turn the ball over. So to bring up second and 10, ball loose. Not sure who has it. And they will say recovered by Riverton Park. But we have a penalty on the far side. So I believe that would have negated any fumble recovery by any team, as that penalty actually takes place before the ball is snapped. It's marched off 5 yards, going to bring up second. Could be second and 15.
Yep. So it was a false start penalty. I didn't see who it was.
I think it happened on the far side of the field. Must have been a receiver that moved a bit early. Well, second and 15, two receivers right, two to the left. Collins with a straight drop, throws the ball over the middle. Shows a good arm, Stephen, as he throws the ball 40-plus yards downfield. There's that vertical pass game that I was wanting to see. He attempted to hit Allen. Allen actually had a step behind the defense in the middle of the field. Ball was overthrown a little bit, but if you're not going to connect, that's a good place to put the football.
Absolutely right. Receiver gets behind the defense. It was a good arm from Collings, and he had plenty of time to sit there in the pocket. to deliver that football. So credit the front line, giving him the time, the space that he needed to be able to step into that one. As you said, 40 yards downfield, good arm strength for a young freshman.
Takes a snap, straight drop again, gets some pressure by Myers, passes under a thrown, and they're going to say that it was not caught. Colby West, a good effort to come back. On the ball, but it does skip into the midsection. It'll bring up 4th and 15. Kilgore will set himself up near midfield as he awaits the punt from LeBron. As he does, we'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone, in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Coloma areas. Kick away. It's a low kick up the left side, end over end. It's going to go dead at about the 48-yard line. Does not get to midfield, so once again, outstanding field position for the Falcons.
I'll be interested to see if we do see any defensive adjustments here from Riverton Park. We've seen them in what seems to be a cover two. You got your two safeties deep, but the way the running game is gone, almost think you need to walk somebody up into that box, provide a little extra run support.
Now they do sit with two deep safeties about 15 yards downfield. Ellis going to roll to his left, gets a little pressure. Throws the ball over the top to Bukos. He makes the catch. Flag comes late. I'm going to guess it's going to be a late hit. Bukos with the reception. He takes it down to about the 30. It'll be a pickup of 18. I believe another 15 going to be tacked on for roughing the passer. Good awareness by Ellis. As Tristan Herrick applied pressure on the right edge, but Ellis able to get outside. Nice touch, throws the ball over the top of the linebacker, finds Bukos for the 18-yard pickup, tack on 15 more. So the result is a 33-yard gain for the Falcons. It'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line.
Well, Jim Ellis, incomplete on his very first pass attempt, but since then, six straight, all of them 10-plus yards that he has gained through the air.
Now, Stephen, we do have our first score on our Future X Industry scoreboard. Not surprised. Park Heritage 35-0 over Duggar. That game at the end of quarter number one. Kilgore in motion. He takes the handoff on the jet sweep. Flags fly. He has some room to run. He cuts it back inside. Here comes another flag. Make
and
it
another.
Three. They continue to fly. Stephen, I know Park Heritage was a 70-point favorite in that ball game, but I honestly feel like they were probably a 100-plus point favorite if they truly wanted to go down that road. A much superior team to Duggar. Duggar 0-2 on the year. In the latest polls, Park Heritage in the 14 slot, I believe.
Yep.
Interesting enough, I believe they were 11 maybe the week before and dropped a little bit.
I believe
of course, you've got two polls. You've got the media and you've got the coaches' poll. Attica drops out as a result of their loss.
Correct.
North Vermilion dropped out as a result of their loss. Fountain Central would be the highest ranked Wabash River Conference team, I believe. Fourth in one poll, sixth in the other.
We still have one flag down on the field. Obviously, we said there were three, so a lot for the officials to sort out here. Talking to Riverton Park, Captain.
Well, I think there were multiple penalties that took place on the run. You would take the one, the hold, or the illegal block that was the farthest back. So the mark off will be 15 yards. Excuse me. That's illegal motion.
I believe is the
so
signal that we got, correct?
I would assume that was Kilgore who went in motion. Maybe did not take the proper angle as you have to be moving away from the line of scrimmage. Parallel at the worst. Brennan Ellis drop. It's going to be a screen. Myers on the catch. And he's going to make it inside the five. He crosses the goal line for his second touchdown of the quarter on the screen pass. That developed quite well for the Falcons as a big rush by Riverton Park came at Ellis. It allowed the North Vermillion lineman to release downfield. And Myers has hit about the five, but strong enough to get into the end zone. Score is now 26-0. Still 6:52 to go in our first half. It'll be Edney with his fourth extra point attempt of the ball game. Good snap. Hold is down. Kick is up. It is good. Edney now 3 of 4 here in the opening half. Makes the score 27-0. North Vermillion in quarter number two. We'll send it back to you. Take a quick commercial break. We come back. It'll be Riverton Park football on 104.9 WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Falcons with a commanding 27-0 lead. A pair of touchdowns in each of the opening quarters. Kick fielded by Hollingsworth. He's going to be dropped by Myers as he gets just across the 30-yard line. Well, Stephen, to say that the Panthers need to move the chains and a drive that results in some points is really an understatement at this point, but they need some momentum here as we still have plenty of time, 6:47 in the first half, but the offense has really struggled moving the ball against a North Vermillion defense. It's been very good.
Well, they've, as you said, they've not had much success at all moving the football. I mean, just barely positive yardage for them overall here in the ball game. Nonetheless, still a very, very good crowd here on hand. It is homecoming as well for Riverton Park, so a lot of festivities taking place. They do a great job certainly taking care of us as well whenever we arrive here at Riverton. So,
inside handoff, I believe that's Lyman for no gain, Christian Myers. One of the tacklers. I believe that was Derek Fawn Cannon. And Gage Dice as well.
So moving down to the 6-minute mark here.
Quick snap. And play stopped. It'll be another illegal procedure call on at Riverton Park.
They'll be
they've tried to
penalty.
Go a little too quick that time, Stephen, and didn't allow everyone to get set.
Well, that's one of the struggles, I think, that comes along with having a freshman quarterback. He's done a terrific job in the game, as you said, very composed at times, but sometimes you're so focused on making sure that you get the snap, looking at the play clock, all these other things that are going on. You got to be aware of what your teammates are doing and making sure, as you said, that they are all set. So that will move the ball back 5 yards. Fourth penalty on the Riverton Park Panthers for 30 yards in this first half.
Slot to the left. Collins drops into pocket, steps up, throws the ball over the middle. It's picked off by Bukos. Has some room to run. He's going to be dropped by Hazard. Bukos does get the ball down I believe just inside the 20-yard line, so it'll be a short field one more time for the Falcons.
Well, as a coaching staff, as that quarterback comes to the sideline, one of the things that you got to start telling him, or that you hope you're communicating to him, is that those linebackers are certainly dropping back into coverage. So looking over the middle, it may seem open downfield between those safeties, but those linebackers are dropping back, and they're very difficult to see when you're behind those linemen.
We have a new ball carrier. It's John Martin, 5'10", 140-pound freshman. His first carry of the ball game. Off the right side, it's pick up we're going to call it six. It'll bring up third and a long four. It's going to be Martin again, has some room to run off the right side. He's brought down by Allen. Nice tackle. But it will be enough to move the chains. Ball spotted at about the seven. Can't really tell from this angle. 6 or 7 yard line. It'll be first and goal. Martin this time off the left side. Gets to the edge. Can he get to the corner? No, he can't. Ball's loose. It comes out of bounds as he was brought down by Lyman. Three penalty flags. I think that'll be a hold on the edge by the Falcons.
Can't tell who that was. Looks like it was number 42, Nick Myers. A little bit too much jersey out on the edge. Unfortunately, if you're inside the box, it's difficult for officials maybe to see that. But when you're out in the open field, much more easy to pick up.
Well, you know, in the trenches, Stephen, they're holding on every play. It's just a matter of whether or not the officials are able to see it. We'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Valley Professionals, community health centers with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. Ellis with the throw over the middle. Good play by the Panthers. We'll try to pick up the number. Unfortunately, folks, it's a little tough to see these camouflage-styled jerseys. I think you have an update on our Future X Industry scoreboard, Stephen.
Yep. We'll give credit to my dad, Bruce Hartman, sharing with us that Park Heritage now has a 42-0 advantage. They're halfway through the second quarter. So Park Heritage adds another score.
It'll be third and goal. Excuse me, now second and goal. Here comes another flag. That's going to be offside on the Panthers. So it'll be second goal from the 10-yard line. Invite you to stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones financial consultant Greg Harbison, his office in Clinton. They are proud sponsors of our halftime show. We anticipate a bit of an extended halftime show, as there'll be a lot of festivities going on here for the fall homecoming. Ellis rolls to his right, fires back, rolls to his left, spins around, throws a bullet back to the right, in and out of the hands of Kilgore. So we'll bring up fourth and goal from the 10-yard line.
Well, that time North Vermilion selling out to get the defense shifted to this right-hand side, as you said, with him rolling out to the left. Then stops on a dime, wheels around, launches it back across the field. It was in the hands of Kilgore. Can't complete it, though.
Well, the Falcons will go for it on fourth and 10. Ellis with a straight drop, throws the ball over the middle. Bukos wide open. He gets behind the linebackers for the touchdown. Perfect strike from Ellis. His first touchdown pass to go along with two rushing touchdowns. Runs the score to 33-0. Ed, and he's been a busy man with the leg here in the first half. This will be his fifth extra point attempt, followed by his fifth kickoff. Good snap, kick on the way, it's good. So at the 4:17 mark, in quarter number two. Falcons lead 34-0 over the Panthers here at Riverton Park High School. We'll send it back to studio for a quick break on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today, drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back as we get set for live action. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman, our game of the week here at Riverton Park High School. National Guard with a strong presence tonight. They have kind of made the circuit. We've seen these green, yellow, and black uniforms on several teams throughout the year. Ball loose inside the 10. And I believe Riverton is going to be able to recover the ball. Very fortunate there, Stephen, as the would-be return man heads one direction. The ball hits the ground, takes off the opposite. He's able to shift directions and get on the ball before North Vermillion is able to recover. But field position, as it has been most of the night, very poor for Riverton Park as they'll start inside their 10-yard line.
Always a challenge as a coach here in this particular area. You want to throw the football to get back in the ball game and maybe try to score here before half, but obviously where you're at, would not be surprised to see something conservative.
Ball is handed off inside. Believe that's Lyman. Maybe as much room to run as he's had all night long. It's going to be a pickup of about six. It's Gage Dice on the tackle for the Falcons. Just one first down in the first half for Riverton Park. I'd like to thank Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and also the Wallace Law Offices in at Clinton and Covington for being one of our many proud sponsors supporting our local high school and athletes. Inside handoff goes nowhere. It's going to bring up third and about four. Clock sits at 3:18, Stephen. I think here you have to look at the bigger picture. What would you do in a third and four situation in a game that you're trying to win? And I think you try to run a play here regardless of whether you throw an incomplete pass and it stops the clock and the Falcons get out field position again. I think you have to look down the road in these type of situations and understand that the experience of what you can get out of it can pay dividends down the road. And off to Lyman. He gets to the outside. However, I see the flags. I believe he had enough for the first down as he showed a good burst of speed. Flag in the backfield.
I think that's a helmet-to-helmet signal. So Jonathan Verosco comes in on a crack block, does a tremendous job timing it perfectly as the receiver gets outside. The linebacker turns to pursue it, but I think they're going to say that it was helmet-to-helmet contact, therefore negating what could have been a first down run.
I'm not sure. He's pointing a couple of different directions. However, the Riverton Park offense continues to retreat at about the goal line. And it's going to be marked off from the spot of the infraction, which happened about 5 yards in the backfield. So this is going to push the Panthers somewhere around the 5 yard line, I believe, Stephen. It's going to bring up
third and 12.
We'll say ball spotted at about the 6. Inside handoff to Lyman again. He goes nowhere.
Ball's loose.
He's hit immediately by Christian. Ball loose. I believe that is no surprise. Josh Little in the middle of the action comes up with the fumble recovery. So it's been short field most of the first half for the Falcons. It doesn't get much shorter than this as they are in the red zone. It's actually first and goal. Ball spotted about the 9 yard line. 2:31 to go in the opening half. Hand off to Martin. Cuts back in the middle of the field. He's going to gain positive yards. Looks like about 3 or 4 on the run. And I would guess if you're the Falcons, Stephen, you'd like to milk this clock a little bit. Score inside of a minute. It's going to be Martin again, but another illegal procedure, this time against the Falcons. We'll move them outside the 10-yard line, I believe.
Well, their third penalty here in the first half as well.
That ball must have been a little deeper. It looks like it's at about the 9, so it must have been on the 4. Play clock inside of 2 minutes, and we have a timeout, Riverton Park. Get us a Valley Pro Construction timeout, your complete general contractor. And Clinton will take one as well from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 WXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back right at the two-minute mark. Here in quarter number two, Falcons' second goal, ball at the 9 yard line. Ellis with the cadence. He's going to keep the ball up the right side, breaks to the outside. He'll go into the end zone untouched. His third rushing touchdown of the ball game. This one from 9 yards out. He has 2 9-yard touchdown runs and a 10-yard scamper.
Well, shows great patience. Doesn't get in a rush. He allows those blocks to form. You know, just kind of settles in that backfield, waits until he sees that gap, and then he took off, accelerated through it, goes in untouched. That just shows a lot of confidence in the line. Very rarely you're going to see a quarterback comfortable sitting back there just waiting. But he did and paid off for the score.
Snap down. Edney with the kick. Gets good.
Extra point is good.
So 154, our score 41-0. Falcons on top of the Panthers. We'll take another break on 104.9 at WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Welcome back. Kickoff by North Vermillion, fielded on the far side by Hollingsworth of Riverton Park. He'll bring it out to about the 30-yard line. It's been a pretty common starting point for Riverton Park.
Panthers will get the first and 10 near the 30.
Edney now, the freshman, Stephen, 6 of 7 on extra points. He's kicked off six times here in the first half. So a busy young man.
We've talked about the value that you have. If you have a reliable leg, not only on those PATs, just to give you that additional point, but it'll come a time, I'm sure, late in the ball game when you're going to need maybe 3 points to get you a victory.
Power eye set this time. Tailback Lyman with the ball. He's smothered by Little, West, and Bukos. It's going to be no gain. We'll bring up second and 10. Clock inside of a minute 30. Once again, stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet and Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison halftime show. Bring you the highlights of this one. As well as stats and any updates of scores on a Future X Industries scoreboard that we can come up with right now. Just the one score from Park Heritage. It's Lyman this time off the left side, nowhere to go. He's stuffed again. Just not much running room tonight, Stephen, for Riverton Park. Best runs they've had have been a bit of a fake to that running back and Collings with the keeper. A couple three times he's picked up 4 to 5 yards. Now they'll go back to the power eye. Hazard now at the quarterback position. Lyman with the handoff, a good spin move. Bukos and Dice on the play. It's going to bring up fourth. Chains moving on the far side. I don't think it should be moving. Oh, we are going to halftime. How about that? Chains should be moving. I'm the one that's not sure what I'm talking about. I didn't see the clock get all the way down to zero. We're at halftime, folks. And your score, it's all North Vermillion as they lead 41-0. We'll send it back to studio and be right back for Clark Chevrolet, Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison Halftime Show on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to our Clark Chevrolet, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison halftime show. Score is 41-0 in favor of North Vermillion. And I guess if you would ask Coach Crabtree, Stephen, if he had any questions that he needed to be answered, I would say the Falcons have answered everything that he would ask of them in the first half, coming off of last week's disappointing loss at Linton Stockton.
Well, it was. It's certainly been a great response from them. You know, all things considered, they've played a very clean half. You know, three penalties. They do have a turnover as well. That you know, that you might look to. Actually, I take that back. They've got two turnovers, two fumbles. So, in that particular area, as a coach, of course, you may not be content. But overall, very dominant performance from North Vermillion. Just incredible physicality from them. Their line play has been absolutely terrific, and that's something that we've been accustomed to see. We saw them against South Vermillion do something very, very similar, where just in the run game, I wish I could remember what the specific stat was, but they had a couple hundred yards at least rushing, just as a result of what those front five linemen were able to do, and we're seeing again really imposing their will on this defense from Riverton Park.
I suspect that was probably one of the primary focuses over the course of this week is. It was a struggle last week against Linton for that front five, and we're not used to seeing that. So we knew that Linton was an underrated 0-3 ball club. They played some very good competition to open the year off. Southridge, Sullivan, Indianapolis Ritter, and North Vermillion. So the level of competition at which they're playing is extremely high and probably as good as any 0-3 team in the state of Indiana. So I think a good measuring stick for the Falcons at this point of the season, a very good non-conference ball game. And you look at the other non-conference ball game they had. They played 4A Evansville-Bossy to open the year. So a good measuring stick, and if there's some areas that you're struggling with and need to improve on, Linton's a team that's going to bring that out.
Absolutely, and that's what that program has, you know, kind of prided themselves on. They don't cupcake their schedule at all. They go out and they find the best competitions they can, and over time that's just a culture of your program where you understand that to compete night in and night out, to beat the best, you got to be the best. And I really admire the mentality that program takes to do something like that. And over time, you may take your bumps and bruises. You may have some young players that, you know, they kind of have to learn trial by fire. But at the end of the day, and it was something that I can reflect back on during my time coaching basketball, when we had a chance to go to the state championship, you know, you schedule your Terre Haute South and you schedule teams like Noblesville because you want to go out there and you want to make sure that you do take on the best competition you can. Beating teams by a lot of points never really gets you anything. So Linton was a team that I think had quietly kind of fallen out of people's radar and kind of asking what's going on with that minor ball club. But last week was a very good answer from them to show that we're still relevant. We're going to be okay. But it just took some time for us to be able to see that.
And I think from Riverton Park's standpoint, Stephen, I know that there's a lot of disappointment right now. They did not anticipate being down this big in the first half. And although they're 0-4, they've played some quality football over the course of the first four games. It's just been the lack of offense that's really been the Achilles heel. It's put a lot of pressure on the defense. It puts it on there for a lot of reasons. And you have a tendency, as we said, you know, kids tend to get a little bit more tired on the defensive side than they do the offensive side. Especially if you find yourself back on your heels, you find yourself chasing a lot, and that's been the case here in the first half. And can't understate how field position has really played a huge factor in this ball game. I suspect if you look at average field position, it's got to be at the 50-yard line or in Panther territory for the Falcons. And you give an offense like this a short field as often as you have. I know they've scored 41, but you're probably fortunate they've only scored 41.
Yeah, no, we said they had those two turnovers in there as well. And fortunately, from just some good defensive play from Riverton Park, they've been able to force that. But you're exactly right. It's certainly looked here in the latter parts of that second half that just some tired legs began to began to show itself. And unfortunately, too, when you are sometimes, you know, kind of questioning yourself and whether or not you're making the right reads, and you have a running back that's continuing to run at you and a line that's, you know, always on you, always blocking, sometimes frustration sets in as well. So it's a physical, it's a mental game. There's no doubt that both of those things have been a factor here in the first half for Riverton Park. If you're Coach Sanders, you know, you continue to encourage these kids, build them up as much as you can. You know, understanding that last week maybe you gave up some points in the first half, but you shut out a team in the second. And those are those building steps that you're going to continue to encourage and really strive for your kids to establish here tonight as well.
And I think that's a good point, Steven. It's real easy to become negative in this type of situation when you find yourself in a hole 41-0 at halftime. But I think encouragement in this situation could go a long way. And in terms of continuing to develop kids, there's a lot of young kids on this roster for Riverton Park that are playing significant minutes. And for freshmen to play against a program such as North Vermilion is not an easy thing to do. North Vermilion has been as good a program as we've had in the WRC over the last decade. And obviously Coach Crabtree and his staff do an excellent job from top to bottom. They do an excellent job in season, out of season, and there's a lot to be learned from situations like this. And I think staying positive is probably one of the better things that can happen. And as you go into the second half, look at the big picture and focus on the areas that you know that you need to improve on and you know that will make you better as a team down the road. Let's take a break. Once again, we have an extended halftime due to homecoming here at Riverton Park. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back in a short time on our Clark Chevrolet, Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison Halftime Show, 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
What has your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Florida Farmers, and is also in the Swine Club. He's received many top fives in swine.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. As they continue to introduce King and Queen representatives, I guess your homecoming court, and then your seniors, who will, one of which will be named King and Queen. Floats out on the track. Steven, let's talk a little bit about, kind of reflect on each of these teams. For North Vermilion, I know, you know, we've mentioned this several times, but field position has been a huge factor in this ball game. We know Riverton struggled on the offensive end, but this has been a game where North Vermilion could actually not have nearly as many yards as what the opponent they were playing against, but outscored them by quite a bit just based on the short fields that they've been provided in this game.
Yeah, and it truly is an area of the game that we may not think about a lot about, and whether or not that's been a factor in how they've been able to score. Obviously, they've scored from several yards out many times, and they've moved the ball well. But, you don't have to exert as much energy. As I said, if you're only going 40 yards at a clip, then, yeah, you are using less energy. You may possess the ball a little bit less as well, and you get the ball into the end zone. You switch things up, put the defense back out there. It obviously gives your offense a little bit more time to rest. So you have a team that may be playing fewer players on the offensive end going against two players that are, you know, having to play offense and defense for Riverton Park. And clearly that's going to be a big difference in terms of just the conditioning of where you're at this time of year. You know, you're 5 weeks, about halfway in. This is where where you begin to see all those weeks of two-a-days and a lot of hot practices and the physicality of just the game in general beginning to take its toll. And it's always a great idea if you can keep your offense on the field as little as possible just to preserve your athletes to make sure that they're not getting injured or getting themselves tired. So certainly field position is something that is a big, big part of a game of football.
And let's flip the coin now. Let's talk about the defense. How good has this defense been tonight? They've been extremely dominant, allowed just one first down in the ball game. They've virtually shut down the running game of Riverton Park tonight, which has been the strength of the Panther Ball Club on the offensive side. But a good time to start cranking up the defense. We talked about it early on that defensively they give up more points per game than they score per game, as they give up 27.3 and only average 25.5. Of course, that's going to change tonight. But, you know, talk about how important it is defensively to start playing well. As, you know, we mentioned, you've got Attica, Park Heritage, Fountain Central, I believe, are your next three ball games.
Yeah, I think it's it certainly is indicative of how this game has gone when you look at just the few yardage that Riverton Park has been able to gain. And we'll look at stats a little bit later, but that all happens as a result of those, you know, really those front eight to nine players, depending upon what defense you're in. And, you know, North Millennium's not having to draw up anything fancy. They're not scheming, you know, blitzes or whatnot. They're just controlling that line, doing exactly what they're asked to do. You know, they're not looking to over-penetrate. They're not looking to try to get deep into that backfield. They're just simply drawing themselves to a point where it's a stalemate with those front five. And the linebackers are flowing, and they're the ones that are making plays. We've seen Josh Little absolutely all over the place for some hard hits. Big plays for them. Christian Myers is getting in on the action as well. So if you can eliminate opportunities for those running backs to get into the second level, back into the secondary with the safeties and the cornerbacks, and you're limited to the amount of yardage that you're getting, clearly that's what you're looking for as a coach. If you see your secondary making lots of tackles, that's when you get concerned about what your front five are doing. But right now, North Millennium's doing a great job up front.
Well, and from Riverton's standpoint, Steven, I know that they're disappointed that unable to run the football, as we mentioned, has been the strength of this team. Lyman over 200 yards last week against Seeger. So how but tonight it's just been tough go up front, and I expect to see in the second half to put a little air underneath the football. You know, I guess you can do one of two things. You can just continue to grind it out and run the clock as much as you can, or, you know, you can try to develop that passing game a little bit. And I like the arm of Hunter Collins. I like Brandon Hazard at quarterback too, but you have to do what you think gives your team the best chance to win. Somehow I would like to see Hazard involved in the offense a little bit more rather than rotating in at quarterback. But a couple times we've seen Collins throw the ball downfield vertically, 40-plus yards. And what that does, that stretches the defense, that softens things up a little bit, and that will only help your running game.
And we've seen them have a little bit of success out on the edge as well. The one play that was called back on the crack block from Jonathan Verasco was going to be a first down. It was a great positive play, but they got the ball out on the edge. We saw some runs early on where Collins was able to get outside of those ends and really stretch that defense a little bit. So you've had some success getting to the outside. If you can get the ball to your athletes on the edges, try to make a man miss and get a few yards, then you know, you're having to really make those backers fly a long way to make plays. And you got to do something, as we said, just to really keep those linebackers from filling those gaps, anticipating run every single time. If you do that, you make it very, very predictable for you to know where the football is going.
Well, it's a 41-0 hole you find yourself in at halftime, Steven, and I think you have to, in your mind, somehow you've got to kind of put that on the back burner and say it's 0-0. We've got to try to go out and win the second half. We've got to do some things. They're going to prepare us for next week. They're going to play Duggar next week. Duggar's a game that I think Riverton Park will find themselves as the favorite. And I think that you've got to look at it. What do we need to do next week to be successful on both sides of the football and focus on that here in the second half? Well, the floats are passing by us. We did have King and Queen named. We'll get those here as we take a commercial break and share those with you. We come back. We're going to take another 2-minute break on our Clark Chevrolet Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison, halftime show on 104.9 WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person.
For the Panthers, unfortunately, they find themselves trailing 41-0 to North Vermilion here after the first half of play.
Stephen, we'd like to congratulate Rudin Park Fall homecoming King and Queen for 2018, King Austin Sowers and Queen Mackenzie Sherman. Congratulations to those seniors, and we hope that they enjoy the rest of the evening as well. Stephen, how about a quick look at tonight's statistics in the first half?
All right, Jim, we'll go ahead and we'll take a look at Riverton Park real quick. Unfortunately, with the lack of offense that they've been able to produce, the stats have been very few as well. In fact, if you look at the positive plays to negative plays for Riverton Park, at this point they've tallied a cumulative 0 yards gained for the game. Once again, that's unofficially, but Griffin Lyman has carried the ball 12 times, just able to get 8 yards total in those 12 carries. Hunter Collins on 6 carries has 5 yards gained. Keaton Allen and Brandon Hazard have both carried the football one time, both of those for negative plays. Hunter Collins has attempted 6 passes on the night. He is 0 for 6 with an interception in the ball game. They do have 2 first downs unofficially here in this first half. They have 6 penalties, tallying 40 yards for them. Their first 2 possessions ended in a punt. They had a turnover on downs, and then they ended up the last 2 plays of that half, or last 2 possessions, with turnovers. So Riverton Park certainly looking to get things going offensively here in half number 2. For North Vermilion, leading rusher for them right now is Christian Myers. He's got 75 yards total on 6 carries. He's got a long of 42. That was a touchdown run for him. Brennan Ellis has 3 touchdown runs tonight, one from 10 yards out, 2 from 9 yards out. He's tallied 70 yards on the game. John Martin has come in with the last few possessions and gotten some runs. So he's carried the ball 3 times, 15 yards for him. That's a total of 160 yards for North Vermilion here in half number 1. Brennan Ellis has thrown for 104 yards. That's on 7 of 9 passing. Does have 2 incompletes, but he has touchdown passes of 10 yards and 1 from 20 yards out. 10-yard pass was completed to Corey Bukas, 1 from 20 completed to Christian Myers. Leading receiver right now for North Vermilion is Kurt Karen. He's got 29 yards on 2 receptions. Corey Bukas has 28 yards on 2 receptions. Jonathan Kilgore, 27 yards on 2 receptions. And Christian Myers, a single reception for 20 yards. There have been 8 first downs for North Vermilion. They have 2 turnovers as well. They've just been penalized 3 times for a total of 25 yards. Their first possession ended with a fumble. Second possession was a 10-yard touchdown run by Ellis. The PAT was good, so that was only a 3-play, 43-yard drive for their first score of the ball game. Their second score was a 9-yard touchdown run, also by Ellis. PAT, once again, was good. On the fourth possession, they attempt to field a punt from Derek LeBron, but it was fumbled, picked up by Keaton Allen, who returned it about 25 yards to start the Riverton Park drive. That one stalls out. North Vermilion gets the ball back. 42-yard touchdown run by Myers. That was the only PAT that was no good for the Falcons. Then it was a 20-yard touchdown pass from Ellis to Myers. followed by a 10-yard touchdown pass from Ellis to Bukas. And the final score of the half was a 9-yard touchdown run, once again by Brennan Ellis.
Thank you, Stephen. Outstanding job, as always. North Vermillion out on the field stretching. Riverton Park has returned to the sideline as they warm up and continue to get ready. Clock sits at about 2 minutes and 20 seconds before the kickoff for the second half. So we'll go ahead and take one more 2-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll be set for second half action from Riverton Park High School. North Vermillion 41, Riverton Park 0 on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back. We still await the teams onto the field to start second half play. Quick look around the Wabash River Conference tonight. Duggar at Park Heritage, Fountain Central at Attica, Seager at Covington. Those two conference games, along with North Vermillion and Riverton Park. And then the second school playing an out-of-conference game, Sullivan at South Vermillion. Stephen, I think I read that's the Golden Helmet game, and I believe that's taken place like close to 80 times, one of the longest running challenge type series in the state of Indiana. Now, I don't know that it's been consecutive, but I read that this morning in the paper, so haven't got an update from South Vermillion, but I know Sullivan, a very good ball club, just one loss on the year, that being to Northview, a team that hasn't lost to this point.
Well, Riverton Park is going to get the football here to begin the second half. So the Falcons to kick off, and that's always what you ask for as a coach. Pick the half when you've struggled. You want that football back first. Opportunity to make that first statement.
I would guess, too, for North Vermillion, we'll start to see some new numbers into their lineup. Not only due to the large lead, but I think you want to conserve as much as possible and minimize any risk of injury. Ball goes through the legs of Lyman. He is able to pick it up at the 8, but he's going to be swarmed at the 10-yard line by the Falcon coverage team. Outstanding job. We'll try to pick up some numbers. That's Edney.
Craig Bukas was in there as well.
Also, Nick Myers. So So it'll be first and 10. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line.
It's always frustrating trying to field a ball that has hit the ground just with the odd shape of the ball. Obviously, you have no idea how it's going to bounce. That time, lineman expecting it to hop up, but it stays flat on the ground and rolls right between his legs.
Well, that's the thing about the football. It's not round, and you never know for sure how it's going to hit the ground, what it's going to do. Kilgore is going to drop Collings in the backfield. He faked the handoff. It's going to be a loss of about 9 yards as he drops Collings on the 1 yard line. So it's going to bring up second and 19. For the Panthers. I think here they'll probably just try to run it out a little bit, give yourself a little breathing room, but there's nowhere to go as that Falcon front four has been stout all night long. Woodard, Fawn, Cannon, and Dice in on the tackle. Pickup of maybe one on the play by Lyman. It's going to bring up third and long, and problem here, Stephen, is obviously you're going to give up if you don't pick up a first down or get the ball, you know, out from the end zone a little bit. LeBron's going to be in the backside of the end zone trying to punt the ball. Obviously, North Vermain's going to have outstanding field position again. Collings airs it out up the right side. Can't tell who the receiver is. Threw it to a good area. You had one-on-one with the outside cornerback. They just could not connect. It's going to bring up fourth and about 19. Ball sits just outside the goal line. LeBron, as I mentioned, backside of the end zone. Typically, you try to drop in that 12 to 14-yard range. He's not going to have that much. He'll have about 10. He does get the punt off. In the middle of the field, the Falcons put nobody back. And the ball is going to be down at about the 32-yard line. So once again, it will be a short field to open the second half for the Falcons.
Well, it's always a difficult pass when you're going down the sidelines. There's just very little margin for error. You have the defense usually on the inside. You got out of bounds behind you. So it's such a low percentage pass. That's why you see a lot of these professional and college quarterbacks really going to that back shoulder throw. You don't throw it inside for the defense to be able to get to, but just on that back shoulder, receiver's able to maneuver himself just enough to come back and make a play.
And that's interesting, Stephen, that you mentioned that. And that's just one of the ways the offenses have developed. You know, a handful of years ago, you'd have never heard of throwing behind your receiver. Mm-hmm. And now you see it on a consistent basis, not only at the professional level, college level. Now we're starting to see a little bit more in high school.
Well, there surely is nothing better than a pass that falls right into, you know, the breadbasket receiver out in stride, catch it and, you know, run down the sidelines. But it's such a small window that you have to be able to place that football. Very few are able to do it. So, as we said, the percentages increase dramatically, believe it or not, by throwing that football behind the receiver. Let them come back and make the play.
Myers on the first play of the drive picks up 7 yards. Falcons will slow things down, play clock. Inside of five, handoff to Myers. Straight ahead. I believe he's going to be stopped short of the first down. Try to pick up some numbers. It's Hazard and Hollingsworth on the tackle, the two middle linebackers for Riverton Park. It's going to bring up third and about a yard and a half. Appreciate the sponsorship of Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. And your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Once again, the Falcons will milk the play clock inside of 10. Ellis on the keeper. He now breaks to the outside. I'm not sure anybody will catch him. Here comes pursuit. He spins back to the inside, takes a big hit at the goal line. And they're going to throw a flag. Must have happened in the end zone. That'll be touchdown number four on the ground for Ellis. He has one through the air. And I have to believe that'll be the last we'll see of him, Stephen, at 7:45. So this will be tacked on to the kickoff, Stephen. So now the Falcons will not kick from their 40. They'll actually kick at the 45 of Riverton Park.
5295349.
Which most likely will pin the Panthers deep in their end of the field.
Well, we gave him credit a few plays ago for his patience in the backfield that time. It about got him. There was pursuit from the backside, but he was able to escape the pocket just quick enough before that defense could get there, and he does the rest with his legs.
Well, I can't imagine Coach Crabtree is going to allow him to take any more hits like that as well. And it's going to be offsides on the Panthers. They get a little antsy on that front line, hoping to block.
And the lucky winner's right there. She's buying drinks tonight.
So they'll move the ball a little bit forward. Edney will remain in the ball game. Good job by the holder.
Extra point is good.
That is Kirk Caron. Did an outstanding job of getting that snap and getting the ball down on the tee. Kick is good. 7:45 of quarter three. Falcons lead 47-0 on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome back, folks. 7:45 remains in quarter three. Falcons will kick off from the 45-yard line of Riverton Park. Edney down the middle of the field, going to be ball loose, fallen on by Riverton Park. And once again, Stephen, the field position, I don't know how to say it, but it stinks for Riverton Park as they'll be getting this drive on the 12 or 13-yard line. I believe they've had it in Falcon territory one time tonight. The big play was the fumble recovery and return by Keaton Allen. Panthers able to pick up a first down, but finally turned the ball over on downs at about the 20-yard line.
Well, credit the kickoff team. I mean, they haven't given Riverton Park an opportunity to return the football. That little squib kick on the ground has been very difficult for them to field.
Kilgore and I believe Myers on the tackle. The inside handoff is going to go for maybe a pickup of a half yard. I believe you've got some news.
Yeah, just kind of curious how things were going at Park Heritage, particularly with the homecoming winners. So received word from Athletic Director Rich Shelsky that homecoming king for Park Heritage was Cole Jones. And homecoming queen honors goes to Emma White.
Congratulations to those seniors. Collins drops. His pass almost picked off again by Josh Little. He'd have picked that thing off. He'd have had a cakewalk to the end zone. It was a slant route. And it was an angle Collins threw the ball that he just did not pick up the linebacker. An excellent break on the ball by Little. But for the second time, play ends in a lot of frustration by him as he felt like he should have two interceptions tonight. It's going to bring up third and 10 for the Panthers. Single back in the backfield. Straight drop, pressure immediately by Myers. Pass to the outside, completed. Nice job by Collings. As he works to his left, I believe that's Hazard on the catch.
Completed.
It's so difficult to see the jersey number, Stephen. I don't know. Maybe you've got a better look at it.
No, I think you are right. Brandon Hazard, I believe, making that reception.
It'll be a pickup of about 14 on the play.
He was definitely in the area, but what a great pass there by Collins. Running to his left, having to throw back across his body. Put in a spot that was very, very small.
He fakes the handoff. He's met in the backfield by Kilgore. Big hit by Jonathan. It's going to be a loss of about a half yard on the play. We'll call it a yard. Going to bring up second and 11.
Well, going back to Park Heritage, the score now there, 57-0. Obviously, Park Heritage with the advantage that game in the third quarter.
Appreciate the sponsorship of WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Pass in the flats. A little too hard for Lyman. Not sure had he caught the ball if there was anywhere to go. Pass falls incomplete. We'll bring up third and 11. Once again, our game of the week next week will be our first trip to Park Heritage as they will host the South Vermilion Wildcats in a huge Wabash River Conference ball game. Both of those teams are in the upper echelon of conference play. Collins going to roll to his right, has three receivers. He throws it long. Once again, another strong arm.
Incomplete pass.
A couple yards beyond Brandon Hazard. I know it's not a completion, Stephen, but I like the play. I like the way it developed.
Hazard was the intended receiver.
And it may not look like it, but that's going to pay dividends down the road.
Well, that's a very similar routes on the inside to what we see Josh Little almost pick off just a few plays ago. So you try to get that defense to bite up on that short route, and it was a chair outside down that sideline. I think it's a great call from Coach Sanders. It's certainly worth the risk taking. But overall, it's a safe pass. It's over his head. It falls incomplete. No harm, no foul. Even if it is picked off, it's another 30 yards downfield.
Well, it's going to be about a 16-yard punt by LeBron as the ball is downed at the 46-yard line of Riverton Park. Falcons will take over. I'd like to thank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Also, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. And Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, north of 9th Street in Clinton. Here, Stephen, I guess I struggle a little bit with your quarter rule. Because if you want to play a game, a JV game on a Monday night, you've got to be careful of not playing players too many quarters. Big hit by Hazard in the middle. As he brings Myers down, not very often do we see Christian Myers dropped on first hit. He actually went a bit backwards as he is dropped
no
for,
gain, second.
We're going to call it no gain, maybe a half yard on the play. We've seen some hits by linebackers tonight. Little, Kilgore, and Hazard. Ellis once again. Slow to have the ball snapped. It snapped at about the 3 mark, and Myers nowhere to go in the middle. One more time.
So
give him about a yard on the play, maybe 2.
That's 2 possessions in a row. River to Park standing strong. Nice and stout there defensively.
No gain, third and 10.
No gain for Christian Myers once again.
A Play clock is at 17. Game clock is at 29. So I'm guessing North from Indy, they're going to take a timeout or take a penalty. Play clock runs out. Must have been a... That's going to be a delay of game. So it will be a 5-yard penalty. The clock will start, and that's going to take us to the end of quarter number three, Stephen. It's all North Vermillion as they lead 48-0 over Riverton Park. 1 quarter to go on our game of the week on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
42. Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. We have a new ball carrier for North Vermillion. Nick Myers picks up a couple of yards on the play. It'll bring up fourth and about 13. See a tight formation. Slot to the left, split receiver to the left. Shotgun snap, ball handed off to Myers. He goes off the left side. He's going to be dropped after a pickup of about a yard. So the Falcons will turn the ball over on downs. And, Stephen, this should be the second best field position tonight for the Panthers as they will take over at their 46-yard line.
That's a kind of a different set that we see come from North Vermillion. Myers takes the handoff behind the quarterback, going in the opposite direction of where he was initially. But it doesn't fool the Riverton Park Panthers. They flow well, make the stop, and as you said, they're going to get really pretty decent field position.
Yeah, we have some late substitutions in and out. Panthers now get settled. Two receivers, right and left. It's going to be an offsides on North Vermillion. 5 yards. Well, create a first and five situation.
Fifth penalty for North Vermillion.
I thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Also sponsor of our timeouts. Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton, and the Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington. Well, no gain on the play. Second and five for Riverton Park. Invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show, sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. We'll recap highlights. Bring you stats of tonight's ball game, and then hand out our three post-game awards. Quick pitch to the outside. I believe that's Lyman. Has a little room up the side. Can anybody catch him up the sideline? I don't think so, as he will score from 48 yards out. Panthers get on the scoreboard at the 8:55 mark of quarter number four. So we'll see if Riverton kicks. I see LeBron on the field, so my guess is they will attempt an extra point.
So that's a fantastic job out here on this near side, blocking by your receivers. Jeremy Cox was out there, Keaton Allen as well, really allowing Lyman to get outside. They set the edge well. I think Lyman did a little tiptoe down the sidelines for a few yards before he gained his footing. Continued down for that 48-yard scamper.
Kick by Lyman off the goalpost, no good. Score at the 8-minute mark, North Vermillion 48, Riverton Park 6. We'll take a timeout, sponsored by Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. You're listening to our Game of the Week from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team, making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to live action. Riverton Park on an attempted onside kick. Good job by that front group of North Vermillion. The hands team comes up with the loose ball. It's recovered at the 48-yard line of North Vermillion. As the Falcons get to play in, we'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Also, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. You're right, Stephen. This is an unusual formation. Ball handed off to Myers off the left side. Nice cutback. He's going to pick up about three or four on the run. It's actually a slot left formation. There's one player that is almost up behind a lineman. And you've got a, I guess you'd call it a wildcat formation on the back side of that.
Well, you said it too. Nick Myers makes a really, really good cut. Just sees that small little opening, turns it upfield, gets north and south, picks up good 3 yards.
A lot of players in the box for Riverton Park. Myers on the handoff again. Good job of getting north and south. He picks up 5 yards on the play. It's going to bring up third and about, we'll call it a long yard. Nice job by the young players up on that offensive line. Austin Simsprott. Weston Rowe.
Well, Jim, in a formation like this, you always wonder, what's the wrinkle? And they're exactly what it is. Direct snap to that running back right up behind the lineman.
And it is, try to pick up the number there, Steven. Number 40, that is Chance Shelton. And he picks up about three. It's enough for a Falcon first down. I'd like to thank Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall and Terre Haute. Futurex Industries, our scoreboard sponsor. Also, Valley Pro professionals, community health centers with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. Clock down to 4 minutes in this contest. Hoping to get some scores in. It's been kind of quiet tonight. Myers on the carry again. Nice run. He's going to pick up about 5 or 6 on the play. Good opportunity for some young men that don't typically play in your varsity game, Stephen, to get on the field, get a little experience, and get rewarded for all the hard work they put in during the week. It will be 2nd and 5 for the Falcons.
And the football team will be parading in that, so please come up and celebrate the occasion with them as well.
Well, one thing about these kids, they often play as your scout team, you know, your defense when they're working on schemes and whatnot and trying to figure out what the offense is going to do. Typically, it's these younger players that have to run that. So it's always exciting for them to get a chance when they get in front of their crowd to be able to run what it is that they're, you know, as a North Vermilion team, you've put in. You're not running a scout team.
Well, that's that inside handoff or that inside snap again to Shelton. He picks up about 4.5 on that play, Stephen. He's about a football length short of a first down. I'd like to thank Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, one of our halftime sponsors, and Wallace Law offices in Clinton and Covington. So blessed to have such good sponsors and supporters of our local high schools, local athletes, and communities. And encourage you to go out and shop at and support these local businesses. Myers with the inside handoff. He has about a 3-yard pickup. It'll move the chains one more time. Ball spotted in the red zone. No, I'm sorry. That's the 29-yard line. Thought it was the 19. Clock at the 2-minute mark. Taking a look ahead next week for these two ball clubs. Riverton Park will be on the road at Duggar Union. And the Falcons will be at home, a big WRC matchup with the Attica Red Ramblers. Nick Myers on the carry off left tackle. He'll pick up another 3 yards. Well, Stephen, this will take us past the halfway point of the regular season. Seems like just yesterday we were kicking the season off, but this happens so often, things move along pretty quick. Inside snap. Falcons are going to pick up another first down.
Every game that has ever been this high, we have the referees come up here and they tell us to run the clock.
I understand that, but it's not an IHSA rule.
That maybe it's going to be short of the first down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Well, we are moving inside of 1 minute here on the clock.
Game clock at 35, play clock at 20.
We're going down the field. We got to go to the end zone.
So I think we'll have one more play.
Because I know Brad's been here and he's watched Brady play. But we've had to run that clock.
Hand off to Myers. He races to the outside on the right. He's going to be brought down by Verosco. It'll be enough for a first down. That should be the last play of the ball game, Stephen.
So, yeah, we'll say it's a short
will
pickup.
Run out. Final score tonight from Riverton Park High School. It goes to the Falcons of North Vermilion in this Wabash River contest, 48-6 over the Panthers. Invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, social security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Time now for the Fountain Trust postgame show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center. Stand by as we'll go over final stats and recap tonight's game. This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
To our Fountain Trust postgame show. Once again, your final score from Scioli Field, home of the Panthers. They dropped the WRC contest 48-6, Stephen, and the loss drops at Rivendon Park to 0-5 on the year, 0-5 in Wabash River Conference play. The Falcons run their record to 4-1, 3-0 in conference play. And obviously, it was more competitive in the second half. As we expected it to be, but I think for both of these teams, what they take from tonight is going to really be important. I think Coach Crabtree has to be extremely pleased with the progress made from last week to this week. And as we mentioned, schedule gets extremely difficult for the Falcons, as it will be Attica, Park Heritage, and Fountain Central. Three of the top teams in the Wabash River Conference over the course of the next 3 weeks. For Riverton Park, continue to play a lot of underclassmen. You've got a game next week. You go on the road. It's a long trip to Duggar, but a game that you will be the favorite, and I think it's important that they play like the favorite on the road.
Absolutely. You have to go into that game with a lot of confidence, and you know that should be a game that you really enjoy. And as you say, going into one where you are the favorite, you know, I think there's definitely a lot of excitement that needs to come from that. Honestly, at a place like that, you're probably going to have to create your own energy. You know, truthfully, the crowd's not going to be anything like it was here tonight, you know, with people around the fence for homecoming and whatnot. So as a team, you got to be able to find some self-motivation. And I think to a point, that's a very important lesson for you to learn as you progress through a season, to, you know, to not let the energy or the moment dictate how much you're ready for a particular game. So to go down there, be excited. It's a great opportunity for you to win, to have some fun. You know, obviously there's nothing more fun than winning. That's when, you know, you are at your best. So really, really hope Riverton goes down there, takes advantage of that opportunity, and really has a good performance against Duggar.
Well, they've got some young key players on the field that you know, have some potential to be very good football players. And I think one of the biggest challenges as a coach all the time is, how do you put all the pieces together and move in a positive direction? And I think next week can be a real positive step for the Panthers. For North Vermilion, as we mentioned, outstanding field position all night long. Defense was very, very good. And in all phases of the game, I think Coach Crabtree is going to come away from this one very pleased.
Yeah, it was a great performance from North Vermilion. I felt like the weakness that we talked about at the beginning of the game that was portrayed to us being the line play against Linton that was kind of the downfall of the Falcons last week really came to play tonight. It was certainly won and lost right there at those front five. They did a great job against South Vermilion once again tonight. They created the opportunities, the gaps, the spaces for their running backs to make plays and get out into the open field. Defensively, just didn't allow Riverton Park to do anything to get any type of momentum whatsoever. They just stymied everything that Riverton threw at them. So if you can think about, you know, just it's a very small area. It's about an 8-yard box across and just a couple yards deep. That's really where this game was won and lost here tonight.
Well, once again, your final score, 48-6. We're going to go take our first commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from tonight's ball game on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weisheit from the Fountain Trust Company. Did you know you can save yourself a trip to the bank on busy days with the Fountain Trust Company's mobile app? Check account balances, make transfers, deposit checks, pay bills and more anywhere, anytime. Stop by one of our 15 convenient banking locations or visit us online at fountaintrust.com. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust post-game show. Helicopters taking off, Stephen, drawing a lot of attention out on the baseball field. Once again, it has been a good night here at Riverton Park. It is fall homecoming. And the National Guard had a strong presence here tonight as well. Let's take a look at statistics from tonight's game.
All right, thank you, Jim. For Riverton Park, leading rusher was Griffin Lyman. He finishes the game with 56 yards on 14 attempts, helped dramatically by his 48-yard touchdown run. They're in the final quarter of play, so Griffin Lyman gets some positive yards finally here in the ballgame and is going to be the leading rusher for the Panthers tonight. Hunter Collins, Keaton Allen, Brandon Hazard all had rushing attempts tonight. Hunter Collins actually attempted 10 rushes, just one apiece for Allen and Hazard. Unfortunately, with the front three and the linebackers for North Vermillion, those were all negative yards rushing for them. They finished with 38 total yards on the ground for the ball game. From a passing perspective, Hunter Collins completes one pass of his 11 attempts, had just one interception on the night. That one completion goes for 14 yards, completed to Brandon Hazard. Riverton Park finishes on the game with 3 first downs, 2 turnovers, 6 penalties for 40 yards. Once again, the one score tonight for Riverton was Griffin Lyman, 48-yard touchdown run in quarter number 4. For North Vermillion, their leading rusher tonight was Brennan Ellis. He finishes with 91 yards just on 7 attempts. He had 4 touchdowns, one from 10, one from 9, a second from 9, and another from 21 yards out. Christian Myers finishes with 84 yards rushing. He had a 42-yard rushing touchdown. 3 attempts to John Martin. He tallies 15 yards. Nick Myers rushes the ball 8 times for 30 yards. Chance Shelton gets 2 touches for 7 yards. As a team, North Vermillion runs for 227 yards total. Brennan Ellis finishes the game 6 of 9 passing. He has 2 touchdown passes, one from 10 yards, one from 20. He finishes with 104 yards through the air. For his completions, 2 of those to Kirk Karen for 29 yards, 2 to Jonathan Kilgore for 27, 2 to Corey Bukas for 28. He was one of the recipients of the 10-yard TD reception. Christian Myers, 1 reception, 20 yards. That was a touchdown. 14 first downs for North Vermillion, 2 turnovers for them as well, both of them fumbles. 5 penalties for 35 yards tonight. So looking at the scoring breakdown, North Vermillion scored 14 in the first, 27 in the second, and 7 in the third. Riverton Park not able to score in those first 3 quarters. The Panthers finally do get on the board in the fourth as they score 6 points here in the final quarter of play.
Thank you, Stephen. Outstanding job as always. We're going to take one more commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our FutureX Industry scoreboard and hand out our 3 post-game awards on our Fountain Trust post-game show. We are live from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Great values and big savings are waiting for you this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless shoulder roast, $2.99 a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.59 a pound. Hamburger or tuna helper, 5 for $5. IGA chunk or shredded cheese, 99 cents. Hunt's pasta sauce, 78 cents. And there's much more waiting for you at the Rockville and Clinton IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back one last time on our Fountain Trust post-game show. Let's hand out our three post-game awards. The first, our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, goes to junior quarterback of North Vermillion, Brendan Ellis. He did it all tonight, folks. 104 yards through the air for two touchdowns. Also, rushes for 91 yards, scores four touchdowns. So he accounted for six touchdowns tonight. Congratulations. Junior quarterback Brendan Ellis is our Andrews Heating and Cooling player of the game. High energy lineman of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to offensive lineman and linebacker Josh Little, just a junior from North Vermillion. Steven, although it is our lineman award, most of what stood out for us tonight was his work on the defensive side of the football. He knocks down two passes. I'm sure that his tackle totals were somewhere in that 15 range, but just an outstanding job in all aspects, both on offense and defense. Congratulations. Josh Little is our Park County RMC High Energy Lineman of the Game. And our final award, a Ram Tough Hardest Hit of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton, goes to junior outside linebacker, kind of a hybrid type player, Steven. He really plays wherever Coach Sanders needs him. I see him at a linebacker. He'll then play on the outside in coverage areas. Junior Keaton Allen, really an important part of this ball club on both sides of the football. Came up with a big fumble recovery, turned it for 25 yards, but very active. Had to be close to that double-digit total in tackles as well. Congratulations, Keaton Allen, our Ram Tough Hardest Hit Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Our Future X Industry scoreboard, folks, is a little slim tonight. We are scouring Twitter, and we just don't have the number of scores coming in that we typically do, but we'll give you what we do. A non-conference game, Park Heritage, and homecoming. They win 57-0 over Duggar. They run their record to 4-1. Duggar drops to 0-3. They will play Riverton Park next week. Northview, 4A number 14 ranked team, runs their record to 5-0 as they knock off Owen Valley, Stephen, 70-0. I believe that is a school record. North Central continues to roll. They were on the road at North Knox tonight. The latest score we had, they led 34-18. North Central, the number 2 rated team in single A football. And then, of course, here your final score at Riverton Park, North Vermillion 48 and the Panthers 6. Remind you that next week we'll be on the road to Park Heritage for our game of the week. It's a big one in the WRC. South Vermillion will come to town. South Vermillion 2-1 in Wabash River Conference play. Park Heritage 3-0, tied with North Vermillion, also 3-0. Fountain Central half game behind with a 2-0 record. Couple teams at 2-1, Attica and South Vermillion. Seager at 1-2, Covington at 0-4, and Riverton Park at 0-5. I'd like to thank Lee back in the studio for an outstanding job. Appreciate all the sponsors who come on board and make our broadcast possible. Appreciate those of you who tuned in. Invite you to join us next Friday night. Stephen, as always, enjoy working with you. For Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. You listen to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud.